the last Oogie Spooky session of the week. This is your reading for Friday, March 29th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. I am using the Crow Tarot today. Let's get right into it. The theme card is the Ace of Pentacles. It's a card that represents new opportunities, newfound resources, and positive manifestations. Positive. Question mark. I'll get to that. The Tool card is the Knight of Pentacles, a card of practicality, reliability, and patience. The Obstacle is the inverted Page of Pentacles, foolishness, recklessness, and missing opportunities because of that behavior. The Underscore, Seven of Wands, it's the message being to don't start coasting now, keep pushing forward. The Moon Phase, Waning Gibbous, continue pruning yourself of bad habits and negative thinking. All right, it's the end of the cookie saga. Get the question in your head. Did you send me cookies? We'll find out at the end. All right, let's do this whole fucking shebang to wrap up the week. So, All ace cards, they're signs of new beginnings. So this is in perfect alignment with the Tool card we got yesterday, the Death card, right? Rebirth. In the Suit of Pentacles, the Ace represents new endeavors like new projects at work or finding a new job, a better job, if you're already in an established career. This being kind of carrot on a stick, like you're being presented with the first step of what will lead to material gain. So whether it's the new project at a job you have or in your own business, or, you know, you're getting a new gig elsewhere, either way, there is an implicit reminder that while material success, you know, it's great, all well and good, but material wealth in and of itself should not be how success is measured. So the seed has been planted. This ace is the portent of that seedling starting to reach the surface. Now, I know that that's one of those things that, you know, people who are in comfortable, secure positions like to say, that, you know, money's not everything, that bullshit. Like, please do not misunderstand me. I'm not saying that material success is unimportant. It absolutely is. Money doesn't buy happiness. We all know that cliche, but what it does buy is security. Having more shit is not going to make you feel better. It's not going to make you a better person. Having access to resources is... that's the means by which we enable our spiritual self to flourish, right? So, like I said, it's what leads you to happiness. It isn't going to bring you happiness in and of itself. I don't know. Just kind of on the other side of that, I can kind of attest to it. I'm not saying I'm, like, super rich or anything, but I'm comfortable. And, like, it's fine. Anyway, the tool to utilizing this newfound lifeline that we're getting is to think practically and fastidiously. So when it comes to this new endeavor, success is going to be found with a few cliches. Beauty in the Basics is one that I like. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect, if that makes sense. And then one that I heard in the military a lot is the KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. That's one of the ones I still like to use. So because these new undertakings are, like, they're fucking new, it's important to establish rapport and credibility in the new environment with the people that you're going to be working with. So don't skimp on details. It's that level of attention to detail that brought us to success in the first place. The obstacle card is the inverse of the tool card. I don't know if it's not quite the inverted part of it. It's just what this card represents. But this card suggests that distractions and boredom is going to be the undoing of these new efforts. The boredom that the Page of Pentacles also represents is, or implies, is that one of the ways we try to satisfy that boredom is, you know, like acting crazy, you know, a little, to put it a little pompously, like conduct unbecoming. Or, you know, to put it more simply, like, we don't have time for that shit anymore. We really don't. The tool card is the adult in the room. So, you know, let's stick with that one. The underscore and the moon phase, they play perfectly to two of the cards that we got in the reading. The underscore aligning with the tool card in that it's telling us to not coast on past performances and let this new environment that we're entering be a way of rejuvenating the way that the fastidious, the attention to detail and the careful work that we've done that has got us to this point. Let that be reinvigorated. The moon phase is the recommendation of what to do with the behaviors the obstacle is warning about. And that's to cut it out. We don't have time to play those kinds of games. We're adulting now. We don't have time for that shit anymore. So the stone today, clear quartz, it's a good one for amplifying positive energy and enhancing focus. So perfect for working in a new place, not trying to get your wits about you, you know what I mean? It's also good for cleansing. So, you know, if you like to do that, then have fun. Maybe use that to purge the childish impulses that our child at heart self wants to indulge. Yeah, but that's it. Questions or comments, 833 Lux Pods, call or text, whichever you prefer. Anonymous either way, but either way, I like to hear with you. I'd like to hear from you. It's always nice to hear from people who are listening. I mentioned the LVX MediaNet is where you can see the spreads, but that's for Instagram. That's also the handle everywhere. If you can't find it, we're probably not on it. The way that I do all of these, it's a bit of a ritual that I have. It's something that I'm starting to make more and more elaborate as I do it more and more. I've been recording it, so I put it up either today, Friday, or I'll do it tomorrow. Regardless, I'll be putting it up, and that's not. If you go to Patreon and look us up, LVX MediaNet over there, you can. If you sign up for the Oogie Spooky tier, you can see how I do all of this. You can see the fucking decks, the different decks that I pick, how I pick out the stones for the day, the shuffling, all the rest of it. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I do. Won't give it all away here. And speaking of different decks, lvxmedia.net, that's the website where all of the variety of stuff that I do, that we all get into, it's over there. If you go to lvxmedia.net/spooky, if you scroll down, you can see there's a form you can fill out if you would like a personal reading. I do also have photos of all the deck art so that you can, you know, see it for yourself, see which one speaks to you, and, you know, make your decision based on that. But regardless, I'm going to keep doing them here. If and probably even if you don't, come back and spend some time with me every morning as I put these, as I read these out to you. So, yeah, that's gonna do it. No readings over the weekend, but there is, if you, you know, enjoy some live sport, there is some fantastic boxing today, this evening on ESPN, and tomorrow on Amazon Prime. I do have a, some of the homies and I, we do a boxing podcast. It's Boxing B-Sides, so if you want to look that up, we'll learn you up on all the boxing going on this weekend. But yeah, that's going to do it for now. I'll stop rambling. So I'll see you Monday. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.